Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Hello, country boy, can you hear me? Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Bob Oakley. I'm running a little late this morning. I got some reason I got in the show and I got disconnected. But anyway, excuse me. We're on now and we're live, and so let's have a good show. As I said, my name is Bob Oakley, and I'm your host today. I usually host the show every Thursday, and so we're going to – I've invited a couple of guests, so we'll see if they'll be on here pretty soon, and we'll have some discussions about things that are on their minds. See, it's not important so much it's not important at all what's on my mind, but what's important and on this show is what's on your mind. So if you have some things that you want to talk about, or you have some things that you, maybe some issues you're dealing with, we'll be happy to talk with you about that. I happen to be a certified life coach, and that's what I do. That's what I do. I help people with issues that they may have in their life, and I help them to uncover some possible solutions for that, and we work with them to resolve those issues in their lives. So anyway, this is the talk radio show, the Hope Talk Radio Show, and it's broadcast 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and from the same time, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern time, and so you're invited, and you're invited to bring a friend. We don't exclude anybody. You can bring on a family member or bring on a friend. The number for anyone to dial in is 714-816-4686. That's 714-816-4686. And any day of the week. And we have other special shows, morning shows that we have. Conference calls and conference calls on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, using the same number, and so you're all invited to partake and participate in those shows. So anyway, the Hope Collection, by the way, was founded by a very good friend of mine, Dr. Joel Griffing. Dr. Joel Griffing spent many years of his life. And he has passed, by the way, about a year and a half ago. He spent many years of his life helping other people and being a servant leader to people. And that's what we promote in this through these programs, is helping people and help them to help other people. And so it's all about you. It's not about us, because we keep the focus on you. Because that's our motto, is helping you and helping you to help other people. It's a pay it forward philosophy that we use. So this particular program, today's program, we focus on the family unit and trying to help people who are dealing with situations in their family. and who have maybe it's a housing situation. Maybe you want to get a bigger house or a bigger apartment or whatever. Maybe your family is expanding, and or maybe it's you want to live in a better area. You know, so we help people with things in those areas. Maybe it's an economic or a financial situation that you're dealing with and you need help with. Well, we work with you to help you in those areas. Or maybe it's a health and wellness issue that you're dealing with. And we have programs to help you in those areas also. And it just goes on and on and on. There's eight what we call the main pillars of our program. And that those three that I just mentioned are three of them, the health and wellness, the housing, and the financial economic aspect of people's lives. And today is another one called that in the family unit. And so we're going to talk about that some more today. I'm hoping my guests come back on. I had one who dialed in, but then they dropped off. So I'm hoping that they come back. Sometimes people come on the show expecting to participate, but then they have an urgent call comes in and they have to drop off, and that's okay. That's part of life. You know, we can't always participate in everything that we want to. So anyway, I'll be talking here for a while until one of our guests comes on. I've invited three different guests now to come on to the show, and we'll see what happens. You know, people have a life besides the show. And I don't, when I invite somebody, I don't necessarily expect them all to come on. If they come on, that's great. If they don't, that's great too, because we have no hidden agenda. We have no ulterior motive for inviting people to this, other than to learn and to be better equipped to deal with situations that people have in their lives. That's what it's all about. It's helping you and helping you to help others, paying it forward to other people. Because you know what? If you're a person who reads the Bible or looks at the Bible or lives by the Bible, then you know that's what the good Lord wants us to do. He wants us to love him and love his people and help them in any way they need help. And he gives us tremendous love to give to people. And I have just a tremendous amount of that in my family, a tremendous amount of love, because any of my children I ever talk to, and most of my children are out on their own now. They're adults, and most of them have families of their own. So, but every time I talk to them, either whether it's on the phone or personally, one-on-one, I tell them, look, I love you, and I will help you in any way I can. And I will give you an advice on any issue that you might be dealing with. So that's what it's all about. It's about teaching them and helping them and being a supporter of them and being a promoter, values that are important in life. And that's what we do in our families. We try to teach them and try to set the right example for them so that they can learn by example, because that's an important way for children to learn. Anyway, I see one of the guests has come on, my dear friend and co-host, Mary from Minnesota. Hi, Mary. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm a little hoarse this morning, but I'm doing good.
Oh, I know the feeling. Hey, 1 week, and we leave for New York.
Is what?
1 week,
Ron Clayton?
And we leave for New York.
No, you and I are the only two on the show right now.
No.
Country Boy came
Scouts.
On for a minute, but then he dropped off. Go ahead, Mary.
The Boy Scouts leave in 1 week for New York.
Oh, yeah?
Countdown here.
Great. You have a group of Boy Scouts that are coming to the function on the 29th, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they leave. We leave in 1 week. We leave Thursday night and be there Friday.
Wow. That's great. I know they're going to have a good time up there, and they're going to learn some things. And I was talking to Ron Clayton this morning, and he was looking for a hotel for us, for my wife and I, and my friend Larry and his son. And he was advising me this morning that he found a place for us, and so we're going to be staying up there and the 28th, 29th, and we're coming back on the 30th. So it's going to be good. And you're going to be there too, right, Mary?
Yes.
And it'll be good to meet you because we have never met before. We've talked all the time on the radio shows and other conference calls. But this is going to be good, and we're going to get to meet Len Cain personally, and it's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of people there that we've talked to, but we've never met them, and it's always a good experience. Sometimes, you know, we visualize what a person looks like when we talk to them on the phone, but then when we see them, it's completely different than what we expected, you know. So anyway, it's going to be fun, and we're going to have a good time up there, and it's for a good purpose. And I see my friend Derek has come on, and I'm opening up his mic. Hi, Derek. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Derek is, you're going to be involved with the, what do you call it, on the 22nd? Derek?
I'm going to be working at
summer camp, right?
Helping them with summer camps on the 22nd, 4 p.m. to 8:30. That's on Monday.
Awesome. And how long does that go on?
I don't know how long. As they were saying, I'm a permanent employee. They said I'm a permanent employee.
Oh, great. You're going to be helping out on that, right?
Yeah, on Monday. You know, I got autism.
Yeah, I know. It's never stopped you, has it, Derek?
I don't have the Amway Visa credit card on me.
Yeah. And is it close to where you live, or is it you have to drive away?
Drive away.
Oh, okay. But it's in Tennessee, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. Mary's with us too, Derek.
Hey, Mary.
Hi, Derek.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How about you?
Good. Yeah.
And Mary's bringing. Mary's going to be joining us up in the up in the Buffalo area on the 29th. That's the 29th.
The 29th.
You're going to be working.
I can't go.
Yeah, I know. That's too bad, but. You know, what you're going to be doing in the summer camp is going to be important also.
Yeah.
You're going to be helping people. And that's what your main goal is, right? Helping people?
Yeah.
Helping people and helping them to help other people. So you make some good contacts while you're up there. And take some hope cards with you so you can give people hope cards. And that's good. You're very good at doing that.
Yeah. So
that's great. I'm proud of you, man.
Yeah.
So, Mary, what else is on your mind today?
Oh, a whole lot of nothing. My brain stopped working.
Oh, yeah?
With all the organizing, all the planning, all the fundraising, I'm just beyond this. The brain working is just there.
Uh-huh. And how's the fundraising going?
We raised almost $7,000. We're $3,000 short.
Wow.
But it's phenomenal to raise that amount of money in 4 weeks.
Yeah. Do you have a website that you're collecting on or no?
Yep, it is. givebutter.com/MedfordPAC350.
Could you text that to me, Mary, please?
Yep, it's also in the radio show.
Oh, okay. Is it listed on there?
It will be in a minute. I forgot to put it on.
You're so good at multitasking, Mary, I tell you.
Yeah. That's a problem sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes we get ourselves in trouble trying to do too many things at once, you know. At least I do, anyway. So we have, it's about 2 weeks now. 10 days. 10 days we'll be leaving on our trip up there. And I've confirmed it with my friend Larry, and he's coming with us, with my wife and I. And he hasn't confirmed yet whether his son Lawrence is going to be with us. I hope he can make it too. Lawrence is a special needs person also, and he does all kinds of things. He's involved in all kinds of different organizations. His dad helps him out with that. In the Knights of Columbus, and in the Elks Club. He's doing a lot of things through the Elks Club. In fact, he's an officer in the Elks Club. And so he's just accomplishing all kinds of things. And I'm just very proud of Larry's son, Lawrence, because I've known him for many years. And He's doing a great service to the community, and it's just wonderful to see people that maybe have a certain situation in their life that they're dealing with, whether it's health or mental or whatever it is, and they are still accomplishing things. And I just think it's wonderful to see that, because I see so many other people that are perfectly healthy and they're not really accomplishing much in their life, and it's a shame that happens, but that's the way it is, and that's what we have to deal with. See, not everybody wants to help other people, and not everybody wants to be involved in other people's lives and help them to have a better life. But those that do want to do that, those are the ones that we're looking for. Those are the ones that we're getting involved in other people's lives and getting involved in their family's life. Maybe they're not involved enough in their family's life. And so we help them in that area also by setting example for them and showing them what is possible, and making some recommendations to them on things that they could be doing in their lives. So all of those things are very important when we're working with all types of different people, and I always say it's not a cookie cutter thing. where everybody needs we have to treat everybody the same way. I mean, we should treat people the same way, but there's different approaches to different people, and there's different needs of different people. So we have to focus on those, and that's what I think is very important in people's lives, is to focus on what their needs are. And when Dr. Joel Griffin developed the idea of the Hope Collection and the Hope Radio Show, he outlined 8 main areas that he thought would be important in people's lives. And those are what we call the pillars of the Hope Collection, those 8 main areas. And we're following his legacy. We're trying to keep his legacy going in promoting those areas in people's lives. So I think it's very important that we do that. Someone else has joined us here from the Buffalo area. Who is that? 716-256. Would you announce yourself?
Well, good afternoon, family. This is the Queen out of Buffalo. I like to chime in and listen to our family's growth and movement through the community and the upliftment that we dedicate to each other. And Mary, you know, I just went into prayer for the rest of what you need. We are waiting for you guys. We just overly excited, let Ron tell it. We just can't wait to see everyone. And Ron is just detailing it, him and Miss Linda. It's so beautiful. God is going to deliver to you what you and these children need as they come and receive the blessing and the prayers that we have for them on arrival. So I'm just listening and enjoying myself and listening to you. And just praising and thanking God that you still sound as strong and healthy as you do, as I keep you in prayer, Uncle.
Well, welcome.
I love you, God.
Welcome on to the show. And I know you've come on many times before. I just couldn't remember who was that associated with your number. So thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. And also, we are pushing the campaign of Hope and the Golden Rule Society as, you know, here in Buffalo, Victoria, one of the owners inside of Surge in the traveling business and also a part of the team. She lost one of her brothers yesterday, and we're feeling awfully sad and lift her up in prayers, if you will. He was only 34 years old, and she's on her way to Philadelphia. So we decided that those that loved him of that generation, we are going to take pamphlets and pass them out of the Hope and all of us that came to coming together to bring out what we have for them. We're looking to campaign all that we bring to a society of young people who uses fentanyl. So it's very challenging and it's sad, but we're going to use his passing as a stepping stone to bring information concerning all of our organizations that's on the line and bring the awareness and knowledge to them. Ron is getting pamphlets for us now. And so I thought I would share that as well. I'm continuing to listen. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to speak. And everyone be blessed.
Wow, that is,
be still listening.
That is great what you're doing. That is great. Awesome. Thank you. And you know, it's we never know what people are involved with unless we ask them. And so I always, whenever I meet somebody for the first time, I always ask them, how are things going with you, and what are you involved in? What do you do for a living? You know, do you have a family? And the people usually open up and start talking about themselves, because most of us like to have to talk about what we're all about, and that's go ahead.
No, it's beautiful because, excuse me, what you're saying is bringing to memory. Excuse me, I swallowed my water the wrong way. And I'm sorry. It's beautiful. You were saying, forgive me. I was on, you brought back something to my memory concerning the gift that you guys bring, that our family members, I don't mean to use that word, that our family and our team bring to the society. But I was going to say something, and I do apologize as it has to rotate back around, but something you said just really brought back something to my memory that I wanted to bring to you as, when you said, yes, thank you, Father in heaven, as you were saying, you know, you'll be amazed how people open up and talk to you. You know, that's one of the leading vibrations, if you will, or strategies towards the veterans with the applications, excuse me. Yes, and bringing them up.
Yep.
As I received it here in Buffalo, you know, they have a campaign, and they says, you know, they actually have a bench down there at the marina where this would take place, and it has a sign on it. And the sign says, you know, they just want to talk. Say, can we talk? So it's amazing that you said that, and it jogged that as my memory. So when we do the Yahweh Varsity House, to be a platform for the veterans to come and we walk them through their applications and help them with the benefits that society has given them. We looking to have a bowl of beans and soup and just little things like that and talk. You know, I have the certifications to, you know, do the talking with them. So it's just straight talk. And like you said, sometimes we might think that the simplest thing might not work, but if we listen to some that I have heard, they just want to talk, sir. They just want to talk, and that's so powerful. So that's what some of the services we're looking to provide, where a comfortable atmosphere where our veteran homeless families and struggling families and all of them that fits under the umbrella can just come and just talk. It's so powerful, and I think that's going to work, as simple as it sounds. Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir, for giving me a chance to speak.
Yep. Well, that's great. I'm just so I am so you're passionate in what you're doing, and that's so very important to have a passion about the things that you're doing. And I know that you're doing the right things for the right reasons, because you want to help people, and that's great, and that's what we're all about in the Hope Collection, is helping people. And helping them to help other people. That's why many of us have decided to become life coaches, because then we get we develop the skills that are necessary to help them, to better help people, so that we're better equipped to help people. And so I think that's important also. If you're working with people, is to develop the skills that you need to help them in a most efficient way, and in a way that,
it's even more
than
that.
What?
I don't mean to cut you off. I said it's even more than that. I don't mean to cut you off, but it's just so important to be able to come in and testify to what you're saying. We have people like Ron and Linda Clayton, who represents all of the organizations, who they just, the reason that I feel so strong in my passion these days is because of the demonstration that these two show, Rick and Brenda, even yourselves and Mary, you're on the line, you dedicate yourselves to make sure this information is out every day, to set that up in your schedule life, for it to be a life thing. That's how I used to have a blog talk show. It takes dedication. It takes moving your life around. You're the boss. But when you get the beings to demonstrate, Ron is a giant. He is just absolutely awesome. Don't mean no one else on the line is a giant. I'm just in his atmosphere at the time. And I'm telling you, anything that comes out of his mouth, as I see it, he demonstrates it. And so if you are a person that you say to yourself daily, I am a community leader, I am involved, I want to be a part of, and you are blessed to have people in your circle that show up and say, look, we have achieved this, and this is what we did. And so they yep. are demonstrators. Ron and Linda shows up, and they shows out. They said, listen, now, if they put their word on it and you waiting on it, you're going to get the demonstration that it works or whatever it is that you're doing. They're hands-on, and I feel I can't lose in this mountain climbing of mine at this moment because of all of you that has angelically lined up in my life, as you as well. I cannot wait to touch your spirit as well, for this is God's time. This is not your time, my time. This is not our time. We didn't create time. But if we're in it right now, speaking and moving like we're moving, then we need to know that God is personally talking and walking with you and us individually. It's important that he gets all the praise for that. I'm not doing it. Our mother's not doing it. He's doing it. And so I'm grateful to be in everybody's lives right now that God is in right now, each of our lives. So it's a beautiful thing. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to feel that and express that on the show. Appreciate it.
How did you get started in that area?
Well, it was born in my blood. I have to say it like that. I don't know if it's phony or whatever, but I just, you know, at 3 years old, you know, in the 60s, I grew up in Buffalo where there was a lot of rioting and a lot of diversions and disputes going on, as everyone know. So just, you know, I talked to God a lot. I stayed in the corner a lot because I witnessed a lot of violence and, you know, hands-on hatred. And it just, for me, and for many maybe leaders and movers, it touched each of us in our own way. Well, there was something strange about my way. I was sitting in the grass of a field one time where they pick apples. And I was talking to God, and he came out of the heavens. For people who say maybe there isn't one, I'm not here to convince nobody. I'm not here to judge no one. I don't like to do religion. I love him in all names. You know, we could praise him in Jesus, in the blood. We could praise him in Yahweh. We could praise him in Joe. I really don't do religion. So something about my spirit that just guided me here, sir, my experiences, my ability to speak to transitional people, the gifts that that's given upon me, and then my faith in believing that there's something way bigger than you and I. And then there was that day when I wanted to walk into a 501c3, and Ron walked in the door, and I'm also affiliated with the Kingdom of Yahweh. Yahweh Ben Yahweh might have been considered as a cult back in the days, but I'm here to testify that that's not true. I was raised well. I was raised by people that, you know, can be given to me again. So there was no cult. And in any case, today, the Kingdom of Yahweh, it rises. I'm a product of that kingdom. I come to seek all those like yourself. And I'm seeking you, and you're seeking me. So does that make me better for how I found him or how I worship him? No, it don't. We all have our own path, and we must come together in what was given to us individually. Put everything aside and tell evil that you cannot live here anymore. That's it. We don't need to fight. We don't need to fight no more. It's too much blood. We don't need to fight no more. We just let evil go on about their business and let righteousness come on and help and build. And let's build a better society. You know, we don't need a dictator to tell us how to be a good person. If you need a dictator, you're in the wrong business. You're on the wrong side. You don't. Goodness, people with good hearts, do not need dictators. I don't understand why we have them. So, you know, I have a lot of testimonies for you, sir, that strangely has been invented by me. John F. Kennedy himself in 1962 on October the 14th came and to Buffalo, New York, and he'd seen my mother and told my mother holding me. I was 9 months, and it was the biggest story in my family that he, you know, that took me out of my mother's arms during a era where, you know, you don't normally see, you know, maybe a man of that caliber holding a black baby and smiling at her. And my mother said, you know, this conversation was how cute I was. And I told him, nah, he was pregnant with you.
Yep.
She was beautiful. Yep. Oh, my mother, yeah, she passed on at 41. But she was absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, he had a whole conversation with her. So, you know, maybe it was that touch of things that got me in society. You know, I don't know. You know, I'm connected in many, many ways, my friend, and I'm glad to be a part of your movement and your give back to society. I couldn't be more honored to be able, I tell everybody every day somewhere that I speak to you, that I got you on my speed dial. And that I know you personally, that you love me. I do. I tell him, I said, he loves me. I know him personally. Like, really? I'm like, oh, yeah. They're like, you bragging. Yes, I am. And, you know, and he has a lot that he brings to offer. So I'm constantly now, you know, in the lifestyle of us and what we do. So I'm so happy about that.
Well, you know, you should be proud of what you've accomplished, and you should be very proud of what's going on in your life and how you're helping people. And I think that's because that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to do that. And, you know, we in the Hope Collection, we work as a team because we know that none of us has all the expertise and the skills we need to work with people. But we know people who have some of the skills that we might need to help someone. And we have that person work with the person that we are trying to help, and so it works out really well because it's a team effort, and I'm not opposed to helping or to asking anyone to help someone that I'm working with, and same way with the other members if they have someone that they're working with. And they need some assistance in some areas. And I have a lot of experience in the area of family, and that's why I chose this area to emphasize on this radio show is working with the families. And because I have a large family, I have 11 children in my family, and I have 37, I think now, grandchildren. We've had two grandchildren that just in the past month we added to our family. So
let it go down in history. Let it go on your testimony that okay now, you know, see we could be old as they call it in age. I'm 61 years old, but yeah, now I just want to go ahead on and let's go back a little bit. You say you got 11 children. Oh, Sookie, now that's what we were saying over here. You got 11. Oh, okay, now you was doing your thing. That's what they call it. You was doing your thing. And it's a beautiful thing. It shows the liveliness and from where you come from. People might say, oh, we got a little trembling in our voice. We done got a little older, but our bodies physically may have become attracted to age or long awareness, but that mind and that heart, I hear you. 11 children, 32 or more grandchildren, and I'm going to tell you, a man that can make 11 children, all right now, you go ahead on. You ain't trying to tell all of it. Yeah, I just wanted to have a little fun with you. That's beautiful. That's so beautiful. And it's just like, I mean, you know, people can get jealous if they want to, but it's true. You know, a man doing his thing, and I like that. I'm glad to be in your presence for a man who has 11 children. You can account for all of them. Obviously, you took care of all of them. So, you know, that's one of the most powerful things on earth, and it's one of our commandments, you know, and if you can claim them all and you hear, that's why I feel the love, because I come from, do you know, my great-grandfather, I was in a house of five generations. Two daughters accumulated well over, I think we're like at 1,300 great-grands. I think we have like five generations of us. So, but we have record. We can go back five generations and keep up. So that is, it's like it's just rare. I'm honored. Please know. I talk to God every day. Yes, to be in your presence. And it takes people like me to be able to testify, to let you know how great thou art. Because that means a lot for you to say that. Yes. Yes, thank you. I'm, my gratitude is just, it really is. You just have to know. I get to tell Ron every day how grateful I am to you guys for, you know, a platform of life-changing testimonies and, you know, coming on, showing up with you guys and listening, taking it in, receiving it. It is. It really works to new listeners. If you're out there, just hang in there. Continue to listen. Continue to receive. It's real. It works. Thank you, sir, for letting me speak. Thank you.
Yep. Yeah. It's been a tremendous experience for me and for my wife to have a large family and to deal with all of the situations that come up in the family, and there are many. You know, none of us are perfect. We have situations. I have children who are doctors. I have children who are attorneys. I have children who have their own businesses, and it's just a lot of situations come up in life, and I have children who have gotten involved in drugs, and I had to work through that, and I had to help them to work through that. And I've had children who have been in jail, and I've had to help them to work through that. And so there's a lot of situations come up in a lifetime, and a lot of situations that we have to deal with. And thank God He's helped us through all of them, and He's given us the necessary tools and the necessary skills to work through any of the situations that have come up. And there have been health issues that we've dealt with over the years also. So a lot of and financial issues that we've dealt with over the years. So there's all kinds of different things that come up in a person's life. And it's not so important what those issues are. What's important is how we resolve them and how we deal with them. And that's really the important part of it. And then do we use the experiences that we've learned to help other people? And that's what's important in our lives, too, because that's what God wants us to do. That's why He gives us the skills that He gives us, because He wants us to use them in helping other people. And we all are different. We all have different skills. And that's why I use the philosophy that I can't solve every problem for everybody. But I can find out a way to help them to find somebody else that can help them, and so that's what we do, and the work that you're doing also, I'm sure that you use that philosophy that you can help them, and there's sometimes maybe a situation comes up that you need help from someone else to help them, so that's a good thing to do. And that's a good way to resolve the issues. Does that make sense?
It makes all the sense in the world. And I want to just make it clear that all that you said that you hope to do, that you put out your energy to do, it works. It worked with me. It worked with me. I'm moving. I haven't received, I'm just starting a 501c3. I'm just coming into the fundraise. I have done events before, but so I'm experienced, but I'm coming into where, you know, how Rick and the Vortex help you with fundraisings and things like that. I've been setting up and it, through coming on and listening and receiving and going through the understanding. And what you're saying, you mentioned on your own experience everything that life could throw at anyone at different times. And, yes, they can come different. But you took your time and you said, look, I went through this. This is but this is how I handled it. This is how I done it. Sometimes it works. You just good, honest people. And sometimes that's just all we need. That's just sometimes we just all we need. So it may seem like maybe not much to other people. Maybe they said, well, he didn't really say nothing. Yes, he did. He's an example that with all you know, God gave you a family that will bring you every mountain that's out there under every situation. You experienced it all just through right there in your own family, your own seeds, and that's what helps people. So it didn't just make sense. It is sense, and there's a lot of common sense in it, and that's what helps people like myself who thought this journey was so, it's very lonely. You know, it can get very felt lonely. And when you can feel like you're not alone, it's something about the battle that has changed. So now I'm in a battle, but I'm in a battle with energy in me now because I have people sharing how to come through this battle. And so, yes, it makes sense. It makes great all the sense in the world. And I'm here to share those same senses with anyone who dared to listen. And I thank you for having the programs there. Like I also have already introduced the programs. I have a five. He'll be 65 this year, still very well. And he's, you know, in his retirement. He worked at Buff General Motors for years, and he done been on work. And I done told him about you, so he's very interested. Yeah, and to be learning more about, you know, how you assist people in his condition and situation. So, you know, I'm here to definitely set off a flame of, you know, what we're doing and what you guys have been doing for years. And thank you for letting me be in a spokesperson because in that area, I'm good. Or should I just say, you know, Yahweh made me blessed. And I'm more than happy to share the Hope Foundation, the Golden Rule Societies, Mountains, Vortex, the Surge, and everything that comes along, how a country boy is just showing builders how to build and to do it and to come out and be hands-on, and how Mary has the patience and the courage and the courageousness to dedicate her life to children that may carry any kind of what society wants to put labels on, and she dares them to touch her and her children. And you tell me I'm not, did that make sense? It make more than great sense. I'm here to let them know, you know, if you ain't on this train right here, listen out, you're not, and not that you're missing out, but you should be on, we all should be together on this kind of train. Everybody should have this kind of train going on. So thank you, sir, for letting me speak again.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's interesting that we, you know, in my life, I lost my first wife to cancer. And so it was, that was a tough time for me and a tough time for my children because we had six children already when she died. And so it was difficult. But, you know, with the help of the Lord, we made it through that. And then it was tough, but it was something that we decided, and I talked to my children about this a lot too. We had to work through it, and God would help us to work through it, and then with Him all things are possible. And then, I met a woman later on, and we got married, and then we have three children, and so that's where nine of my children came from, and then two more came from my last wife. She's from Colombia, South America, and I think God sent her to me because I met her in my church. She was up here visiting. From Colombia, she was visiting some friends of mine who are Spanish couple, and they introduced me to her, so it was a wonderful experience meeting her, and she didn't even speak English at the time, so we had a little bit of a communications problem first, but the family helped us with that because some of her family could speak both English and Spanish, and we ended up using a translator to translate for us, and then we worked through that, and so it was a wonderful experience, she and I have tremendous love that comes from God, and we have tremendous support for each other, so it was. It's just a great experience, and she brought two children into my family, so that's where I got the last two. She had two daughters. One is still living in Colombia, South America, and the other one is here in New Jersey. By the way, the one that lives here in New Jersey, her and her husband were the ones that introduced us to her mom, and so it was. It's a great, it's been a great experience for me and for my family, and I've tried to help them in any way I can, and I'm still helping my children. One of my sons is 62, I think, and he can't seem to manage money. He has his own business, but he works very hard at it, but he just can't seem to be able to manage money. And so I'm always helping him in that area.
Somebody I know. Yes. Sounds like something
like,
my mother
like
would
water.
Say to you.
To him, money is like water
like my
off
mother
a, water
might
off
say
off
that
a duck's
to you.
Back. You know? Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No. I was just saying, you know. I'm 61, so that's probably something my mother would say to you, you know, well, my daughter have a lot of sense, but can somebody please help her manage money? You know, I mean, it takes a, you know, I don't think that it's just an incapability of knowing how to manage money. I think some of us maybe, you know, have a spirit where sometimes it kind of aggravates me that I would be in a society where a system was designed that it would drive me absolutely crazy if I didn't keep up with every penny I spent. So it's not that I don't understand that, you know, and even with Ron helped me in life coaching me in practical thinking, whether I want to or not. But I'm 61 years old, and I'm just learning, like I'm just accepting, like we kind of know that we should be a little more and should do it a little more like this and like that, but there's sometimes stubbornness come along with people, and I'm stubborn in that area. I don't know why I go to God and I'd be like, I shouldn't have to be worried about this kind of thinking.
Yep,
but,
yep.
You know, yeah, you know, so don't be so high, you know, I truly couldn't judge him right now, and thank you for sharing that about him because, hey, sounds like this one over here, too. So I'm trying to get it together, too.
Well, you know, we're about out of time here, but it's been a really a pleasure talking with you, and I thank you for for sharing with us all of your experiences and stuff, because that's what's important. If we share things with people and to be totally, totally honest with people and to be totally sincere, be sincere that we want to help them, you know. So I thank God for bringing me into Dr. Joel Griffin's life, because he when I met him, I was impressed immediately with him and his ability to communicate with people and his interest in helping people and serving people. And so I've tried to emulate that through my life, and Ron Clayton's the same way. When I met Ron Clayton, was around the same time I met Dr. Joel Griffin. And that was over 40 years ago. And it was we've been good friends ever since. And Ron and I are like-minded. We're Christians, and we believe in helping people and serving people. And so I understand that, and I know that's what you're doing also in your life. And God bless you for that, and God bless your family. And I'm going to have to sign off now because we're out of time. But the show is broadcast 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, from 12 noon to 1 o'clock. And we have different hosts each day, so you can get a different perspective on different areas of that we are involved in the Hope Collection. So God bless you all, and God bless America, and have a great day. And thank you. Thank you for participating in the show.
Thank you so much.
Okay?
Love your show so much. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.